as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the blessing.
After the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program, Roberta has gone on a cruise to the Caribbean, but she's not on the Carnival Dream, so she's okay. And Tom Parsons, if you didn't hear that conversation, let me go back to it for a second, because I think it's a brilliant tip for those who are planning a cruise. If you get on a cruise liner in Fort Lauderdale or Miami or Long Beach or whatever, and your destination is back to that point, and you're going to stop in, let's say, Caribbean island nations, or you're going to stop down in Baja. If something happens and you can't continue on the cruise and you don't have your passport, you're screwed.
Big trouble.
Pretty much.
It's smart just to take it with you.
I always have my passport with me no matter where I am. It's always hidden away in my briefcase. Can have it, need it, whenever you need it.
I cannot imagine being down in the Caribbean and being on a boat, and they tell you, the boat is now out of service. We're going to have to fly you all home.
Yeah.
And you not having a passport and being able to get home,
they
like the people on this Carnival cruise are going through right now.
Yeah.
They have to take care of you. It'd probably
they
be
have
a pain.
To, but I mean, it's going to be a pain. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's that. Coming up, Dennis Rodman is going back to North Korea. We'll find out why. We're also going to have a discussion about the situation in the world, the problems that we're all facing because there's not enough water. You may or may not know. You may or may not feel the pressure. Those of us in Los Angeles, whether you realize it or not, there's always a worry about water. If you're in some of the areas like the desert of Arizona, you got to drill down 700 feet to get water. I have a farm that has a well that went down 700 feet. It's not enough water there. There's just a whole situation, not just in our country, but around the world. And so there's an interesting documentary that's going to be on public broadcasting next Wednesday, and we're going to talk about that with the producer in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, scientists have confirmed that the Higgs boson, why is it called the Higgs boson discovery? It must be some guy named
Good
Higgs.
Question.
It must be the
and he's a
scientist,
boss.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, last year, remember during the summer last year, physicists announced that there was...
the God particle.
Yeah, pretty solid evidence that this was the beginning of life. They needed an atom smasher. And so they have crashed, or they have broken. We always thought, we were taught when we were kids, that the smallest particle in life was the atom. Well, apparently that's not the case. This God particle, as they call it, is smaller. It has been broken by this atom smasher. And so, I mean, this confuses me. I don't even begin to understand.
Remember when they thought that this thing is underground and it spins so fast?
Right. It's a big
like the centrifugal force, and
right,
then it smashes the atoms together. And they thought, they didn't know what the outcome would be when they smash these atoms. It could be like a nuclear explosion.
Right.
And they were all nervous about it. Now, I remember watching this on the Science Channel, but apparently they've done it.
Yeah. It's a subatomic particle, and around it, if I understand correctly what's been discovered, we get the idea of mass, how things grow from understanding the breakdown of the atom, which is what we always, again, thought when we were kids, that was the smallest particle. But now they've gone one better and found the God particle, and it's been verified that this is what the origins of all life is. It's pretty amazing.
Hmm.
And it is more than most people comprehend, right? I mean, I don't really understand.
Makes your brain hurt. Always these conversations make your brain hurt.
What else makes your brain hurt? Understanding the shortage of water that the world is facing, this will make your brain hurt. We'll find out what the story is, the pressure, and maybe how to fix that pressure in just a moment as we'll meet Ann Feldman here on Good Day.
Walmart is a friend. Low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like you'll play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical products. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
All my friends, big old time to live. You're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water.
Water Pressures is a documentary which will help you understand how water experts are dealing with water scarcity. This is a special that's on PBS next Wednesday. It actually will be broadcast a number of times, but starts next Wednesday, the 20th. Ann Feldman is the producer of this film, Water Pressures. You got an idea for this when you were stuck in a taxi cab.
It's true.
Pretty interesting to hear that story. Why don't you introduce your... Well, I've introduced you. you can introduce yourself, though, if you'd like to. And it's this is really something that a lot of people are just beginning to realize is a problem, not only in our country. It's much more of a problem if you travel around the world. I tell a story from time to time about being in Nairobi, Kenya, with in a little section of the little village where most of the people who have nothing live together, a couple hundred thousand people, and they don't have anything to drink. They cool their feet in urine that runs down the street. They are water. They get maybe one glass of water over the course of a day. And this is just an indication of how the pressure is mounting as we have more people on the planet than we can take care of. There's not enough water. There's not enough food. There's not enough of anything. So how is this going to manifest?
Well, according to the UN, I think by 2050, 52% of the world will be in water scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
And so the young people who are in their 20s, that will be my age, in their 60s, they're going to be working in China and as you say, South Africa, you know, South America, other places, and they're going to be dealing with this. So the purpose of the documentary is to kind of empower young people to get involved in water. Mm-hmm. And the way I got involved in water was kind of being hit over the head. I was on a pilgrimage in southern India with a Tibetan Buddhist monk, and we were on our way to the airport in a cab, and all of a sudden we're kind of barreling down a major highway, and there are blockades, burning tires, and there are rioters running up and down the streets, looting stores. And I later found out there were like 18,000 riot police.
Mm-hmm.
And this was because of a Supreme Court decision coming down about the Covery River. And I thought, well, I said to the monk, you mean people would die over water? And he gave me that look, like, where have you lived your whole life? And I've lived near Lake Michigan, so I don't
know.
Right,
near plenty of water. Right, yeah. I don't know how, from nothing, even though we're facing the same problem here, not anywhere nearly as difficult. India is way overpopulated. So either, whether you deal with the problems of overpopulation in here or not, it really is.
But help, I need help understanding how this shortage of water, the earth is covered, 70% of the earth is water, and obviously much of that is salt water, but with desalinization techniques that we have now, how is this? How are we short on water? How are we going to be short on water if we have all this water covering the earth?
Yeah, only 1% is drinkable. 1%.
Meaning only 1% of that is fresh water or
yes.
clean water.
It's clean water.
Okay.
And so we polluted our waters, so they're not drinkable. And desalination is extremely expensive, and it leaves a bad byproduct, which is salt. And often when companies come in to distressed areas, desalinate, the salt is left on the ground, which then leaches into the water and makes it saltier. So it's a complex problem, and in my mind, the only solution is partnerships.
What does that mean?
Well, this is what we helped build, was a partnership between students and faculty at this Midwestern university called Northwestern,
mm-hmm.
and a water center, and villagers living in the deserts of Rajasthan, India. I think, you know, Northwestern is sending over doctors, they're sending over experts in desalination, and the local people are teaching them what is their problem over the generations.
Mm-hmm.
You need long-term partnerships. You can't just come in, build a well, get out, because it's going to clog up with sand.
In India.
Sure.
One of the things, I wonder if you deal with this, Richie touched on one thing that most people think, let's just desalinate. Why not just clean up the water that we've, and we have cleaned up the water to a point, at least in our part of the world, to a point. But over there, they don't have sanitation the way we do, and they have a huge overpopulation problem. So they're sort of creating the problem in and of itself themselves, and that's why I'm interested in this partnership, because they're at least thinking about how they can help themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that, you know, it's complicated. It's hard to figure out, but you bring up some really important issues, and sanitation is maybe the biggest issue and the biggest no-no for discussion, and overpopulation is also a big issue.
Yeah, that's a no-no. We don't want to talk about
how
these people are so
not.
Irresponsible. They keep reproducing themselves, and they look at each other, well, it's not our fault. Of course it's your fault. But that doesn't fix the problem unless you convince people not to have so many children. In the meantime,
yeah.
The water scarcity continues, and wars will be fought. There are a lot of people who predict that many wars will come because people, instead of fighting about oil, which is what we do now, will fight about water.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the people, because I think that the reason, at least the villagers that I met, have so many children is because they die so young. You know, if their water wasn't polluted, if we could help them figure out to make their water safe, their children wouldn't be dying.
Now, see, that's a point that I didn't know, and it's something that gets pointed out. All right, so here's the public broadcasting stations around the country will start airing this. It's called Water Pressures, and it's produced by Ann Feldman, starting on Wednesday the 20th, and so it deals with all of these issues, and that's what's important, to look at all sides. Oftentimes we just take a one-hit wonder approach to this, and that doesn't work. You got to look at all the different sides to it. So, Ann, thank you for being here, and thanks for helping us understand what the subject matter will be. So if you're interested in this, and I am, I want to watch this next Wednesday the 20th on PBS Water Pressures.
For For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Water in our focus today. Our video of the day comes from Jimmy Fallon's television program. It's a version of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Michael McDonald was a guest of Fallon's, so he and Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake all play Michael McDonald as
they're all dressed the same with the gray hair.
Right, they all look the same, and they do. These sort of things are fun.
Fallon does a great job with these Justin Timberlake musical bits. They've done the history of rap over the years, and it's classic stuff.
As much as we don't like Michael McDonald, Richie and I, he has a sense of humor about himself here that I think we can sort of pick up as we listen to the audio from the video of the day today at DougStefan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to perform the children's classic Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Michael McDonald.
So this is Fallon.
Down the stream.
Yeah.
Really, 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 life is but a dream.
Justin Timberlake.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat
gently
down the stream.
Life is but a dream.
Now they pan out to the three Michael McDonalds, and it's the real one.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row your boat
merrily, 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 gently down the stream.
When you saw the profile shot of the three of them, it is hysterical.
Down the stream, your boat gently, merrily, 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 gently down the stream. Merrily, life is but a dream. Life is but a dream.
Of it. Row, row, row your boat.
Timberlake.
Yeah, I like him. He's very, very likable.
That guy
very
has
talented.
Become, yeah, I mean, yeah. He can act, he's funny, and when he goes on these late night shows, whether it be SNL or Fallon, he just does a great job.
Yeah, yeah. And he's very available, he's very much out there, he puts himself out there. He doesn't want to hide, he wants to be active. So, if you enjoy having fun, then you'll have fun with our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. If you're going to have fun this weekend, hopefully it'll be wrapped around St. Patrick's Day, the food, the fun, the family stuff. What's on the menu for your St. Patrick's Day is the question today at DougStephan.com, our poll. Yeah, okay. Guinness let's see, that's D, Richie. Guinness is a selection. Boxty, what's Boxty? What is Boxty?
It's a food, but here, let me go. I have to go see what it is because I'm not quite sure.
I remember
I'm not
we talked
either.
About
I've
this
heard
once,
of it.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah.
As
of
long
course.
As it's fish, oh, shepherd's man. Pie.
Ken, what is Boxty? Ken put the poll together.
Yeah. Ken, what's Boxty? Ken Kessler has put our poll together.
He just works here.
A potato pancake enchilada. Where the potato pancake is sort of wrapped around the meat and whatever else, and essentially the things that would be in a shepherd's pie.
Oh, so it's okay. A fried potato, like a potato pancake. I get it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's more like a burrito with the shepherd's pie stuff inside. I see it. Yeah.
It sounds good.
Like really good hot pocket.
Yeah, it sounds good. All right. So what's on the menu of St. Patrick's Day? A, corned beef and cabbage. B, shepherd's pie. C, boxty. D, Guinness. E, nothing special. You can check it out. Our poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday was Pie Day. P-I, like 314, et cetera, et cetera. What's your favorite kind of pie was our question. 29% of you said fruit. 26% said cream. 21% said pizza. 13% said pecan. 11% said merengue.
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 Filing taxes is one of those responsibilities most adults prefer to ignore until well after the new year. If you're like most Americans, you may not even know how to complete a tax return. That's why so many adults turn to licensed professionals, like enrolled agents, to file their taxes. In fact, a survey of more than 1,000 taxpayers showed 8 out of 10 taxpayers didn't know how to submit a tax return. The next time you meet your tax preparer, the National Association of Enrolled Agents suggests that you have the following documents ready. 1. Last year's tax return for basic details, like Social Security numbers and list of dependents. 2. All W-2s from the past year to show how much you earned from each job. 3. All 1099 forms to track any additional income, interest, and dividends. 4. Receipts for donations, including marathons and Salvation Army. And 5. All 1098 forms for homeowners. To find a licensed tax preparer in your area, visit the Find an EA directory at www.naea.org.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks.
He went to Jared.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared March 21st through the 24th and receive a free Pandora class bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more, while supplies last.
Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And maybe that you want a good day. And maybe that you want a good day. That's the result, it's just a feeling.
Friday it is on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta's Gonzo. We are trying to be productive. Productive. Have you amped up your efforts to be productive? Is your boss on you to be excellent, to produce more, to do more? I was talking to a fellow yesterday afternoon who works in this, I go to a clinic for EECP treatments, which are a great way to enhance your heart and a lot of the systems of your body. I just said to him, we were talking about how he works, because he's there long hours, and I said, you get paid by the hour or you get paid salary? And he says, I get paid by the hour, and the company's trying to get him to take a salary, even though the salary would be higher than what he's making by the hour. He knows, or his feeling is that he would be abused somewhat, because maybe you have that with your employees there, Richie. I try to do that with people that work with me, is have them all get X number of dollars and here's the job and do it as quickly or as, not as you can.
But do more.
More. Right, exactly.
Right, that's what he's worried about.
Yeah. So anyway, this is how the lingo goes, though. With corporate America, it's called strategic renewal. Strategic renewal. This is how people, when you are, for example, working at your home, with a lot of attention this week paid to the Yahoo story about everybody coming back to work. They find it not productive. People are stressed out at home by their families, by whatever's going on. And so they're distracted and they don't do as much work. So this woman at Yahoo says, sorry, this is all over. You got to come back to work. Come back to the plant, come back to the factory. It's interesting how people are now, though, using, this is how it works for the boss. You go to work and you work your 8 or 9 hours. But you have a company iPhone or an iPad. So they want to be in touch with you, and that's what this guy was saying. He's got a company iPhone, and they call him and send him texts and messages all day, all sure. night. You're always on.
Connected 24/7.
And so Americans feel like they're working 9 days, or somebody did the research, 9 days longer since the advent of all of this stuff than was the case before. You think that's true? You're working, in essence, 9 more work days a year, having
so.
A connection to all of
yeah.
this stuff?
Yeah, because you're working overnights, you're working on weekends, people get up in the middle of the night to check their phones.
Yeah. 50% of you work on vacation. A third of you eat lunch at your desk while you keep working.
This is why Roberta took the cruise that she did, because when she goes down to the Grenadines to go scuba diving, there is no connection. You're totally off the grid.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I just need to be off the grid for a couple of days.
Imagine going into a Starbucks. There's a Starbucks down the street here in the corner of Montana and 7th. And I went in there the other day to meet someone for a business meeting. There were 14 people in there. None of them were drinking coffee or eating anything. They were online working.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them looked like they were in business attire, you know, catching up with things they had.
Places like Panera Bread are the same way, where they have the Wi-Fi. It's comfortable. You can sit down, grab a drink, maybe a muffin, and you just sit there for hours.
Yeah. How do you make money?
These companies like Starbucks and Panera and these other little cafes with the Wi-Fi to make it comfortable for people basically are home offices.
Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
That all works. It's really amazing. It's 22 before the hour, 888-302-3684. You can follow us on Facebook. It's go to Facebook.com and then it's the Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
You got it.
Twitter is on Good Day. One of the stories you're going to be talking about this weekend is a report, especially if you're going out looking for a new car. Richie and I want to help you understand how to finance the car. If you walk into the dealer, Richie, and you tell the dealer you're not interested in their financing, does that actually take away from the dealer a way to make more money?
Yes.
Richie, by the way, for those who don't know, Richie used to be in the car business before he became a
dealer. And my family's in the car business and friends and blah, blah, blah. Yes, the dealer makes money on financing.
Okay. So do you go to the bank to get a better deal?
Why wouldn't it be a better deal to go to the dealer?
If the rate is the rate,
who cares whether they make money on it?
Well, you see, that's the way Americans think.
If your bank offers you, I just got 2.9% on the car I just bought.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the bank offers you 2.9%, and that was through my credit union, because I didn't buy it from a dealer, because obviously I buy it from my brother.
Right.
If the bank offers you 2.9% and the dealer offers you 2.9%, who cares? If the dealer offers you 2.7%...
Does it make a difference how much you put in a down payment?
And the dealer is making money. Oh, well, sure, all of that goes... Your credit rating, how much you're putting down is all going to determine your rate. Mm-hmm. But it does not determine how much the dealer makes. The dealer makes they keep a percentage of what they sell.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's 1%, 2%, whatever it is, and they do enough business with the banks that they are able to buy the money cheaper... than if you were to walk in. So if you were to walk, let's say the dealership is dealing with Chase Bank. That's one of their lenders that they
right.
get all their car financing through.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say 4% is the average car loan. And the dealer does enough business with them that they are able to buy it for 3% and resell it for 4%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a competitive rate at the dealer, who cares whether they make money? In fact, I would argue that if the dealer can make money on you on the financing and you have a competitive rate, you might be able to get a cheaper price on the car sales price itself because they're making money on you on the back end. So it's to your advantage to try and let them make money on you on the back end if you have a competitive rate so you can save on the front end.
All right. So
do you always finance that way, Rich, when you buy cars?
Well, I don't buy from a dealer because I have families in the car business, so I go to the auction and buy a car. So this last car, or my last two cars, I go to my credit union, who gives me a competitive rate. But again, if you can help the dealer make money and it's not costing you anything, then you say the sales price should be lower because you're making money on me on the finance.
Mm-hmm.
My bank is offering me the same rate as you are. I will finance it through you if you give me a discount on the front end price.
Do not buy your car on a weekend, because that's when the dealers do their best. They're not in the mood until Monday or Tuesday to cut a deal. Am I right?
I mean, a lot of business happens on the weekends, and they are in the sales mode. Everybody's hyped up on a Saturday to get a couple of deals in.
Yeah.
I don't know that it saves you any money or costs you any money to buy on a Monday versus a Tuesday. Generally, if you walk in on the last day of the month, that's when you're going to get the deals.
Right. End of the month.
If you do your homework on the 1st and the 15th of the month and then walk in on the 29th, that's when you're going to get your best, or the 30th or the 31st, or even the 1st of the month, and they try and close it out on last month's books,
right,
you're going to get good deals at the end of the month.
All right. Leasing versus buying. Leasing is just an extended car rental. How is that?
It is.
A lot of people do it.
You know, it depends on how you use the car. If you're using the car for business purposes, leasing makes a lot of sense because you can write a lot of it off.
Right.
What I do is I try to write down or pay down the amount that I owe on a car,
right,
so that when I go to buy my next car, I have a lot of equity, and that money rolls into the next car.
Right.
And I'm lucky because I can buy low, sell high. But still, if you can buy a car and over the years buy the next car, put a little bit more down, buy the next car, put a little bit more down, before you know it, you're buying $30,000 cars and you only owe $10,000.
Yeah.
And for me, that just seems to be the best
way to
do it.
Okay. Here's the newest way for people to finance cars. And because many of you know, if you're listening to the program with regularity, I'm all excited about crowdfunding. Dodge has introduced, through Chrysler Corporation, a way for you to buy a new Dodge. If you understand, do you understand the concept of crowdfunding? Do you think most people understand crowdfunding?
The crowdfunding is where, for example, you go to a crowdfunding website like Kickstarter, and I have an idea. I post that idea on Kickstarter, and people who go to Kickstarter think, hey, that's a neat idea. I would like to get behind that financially.
Yeah.
And when I donate a few dollars towards your project, I will get X,
right,
be it tickets to your
event what happens,
or whatever it
right
is.
So all the members of your family, everybody that you have that's a friend of yours, you have email addresses for, you send them, or a crowdfunder, or a Kickstarter, or Indiegogo, or any of these outfits that do this, has an email list, they'll send you an invitation to help Freddie get a new car. Instead of buying him a birthday present, a Christmas present, or a bar mitzvah present, or whatever, kick in whatever you would give him every year to purchase a car. Or in this circumstance, maybe once or twice. And there's a whole pool of money that develops around that. Look at what Rob Thomas has done with Veronica Mars. We were talking about this earlier. Remember this television show, Veronica Mars? Everybody wanted to get a movie, and nobody would finance it. So Rob Thomas, who is the producer, got pretty smart. He reached into Kickstarter. They created a crowdfund, and in 10 hours, they raised $2 million because the thing went viral.
They raised $1 million faster than any other Kickstarter project ever.
So watch that as a way for you to buy a car, or in a lot of ways to get involved.
But again, there has to be something in it for the person who donates.
Yeah.
So you
if you're giving a birthday party or something, if you're giving a birthday present, that was the thing there. You'll be watching as we talk more about Kickstarter and Indiegogo and crowdfunding. You watch the crowdfund news at DougStephan.com. You're going to see in the next week or so something pretty special, pretty amazing. Meanwhile, as long as we're into the car department, Richie, Jeff Gordon, who is a well-known racer, right?
NASCAR driver.
Okay. So this video has gone viral. Speaking of that, it's all over the place, and it's nothing but a big fake, but it's a lot of fun. Why don't you explain?
Well, Pepsi Max and Jeff Gordon got together. They're one of his sponsors of his car,
right,
and decided that they would have a little fun and make a secret video where they walk into a car dealership, and Jeff Gordon, disguised as an older guy with a beard and glasses and a mustache and frumpy clothes, would take a Camaro out for a test drive and give the salesman a ride, the ride of his life.
Door locks, so. Standard course.
So needless to say, they go on this absolute just thrill ride.
Any damage.
And the car salesman says, I'm going to kill you when we get back here. And he tries to punch Jeff Gordon in the car the whole bit. And he's got secret cameras in his eyeglasses and in a fake Pepsi can in the cup holder.
Right.
Well, come to find out, after analyzing this video, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, this is fake.
Right.
But who cares?
Right, it's fun.
It's viral, it's fun, and Pepsi gets kudos for this video because it's a great marketing piece.
Yep. Now, also this week, we've been talking a lot about teen driving. You may or may, I mean, this is the fun stuff. It's not for everybody. Don't try this at home, in other words, as a lot of kids, unfortunately, have tried it. And so how many people did we say, 12, 14 kids got killed this week
15
alone?
15 since Sunday.
So what do we make out of this, and what is there that can be done, practically speaking, to make it safer for teenagers to drive behind the wheel, to get behind the wheel?
Well, you know, after the story, Dougie, I looked up on the website, because this story was big. 15 drivers since Sunday died in major collisions where they drove into lakes or they collided with trains and tanker trucks and, I mean, big accidents. And funny enough, the CDC actually released 8 danger zones, things that you can do to protect your teens behind the wheel, and they even put together like a parent-teen driving agreement that you can download, which is kind of cool.
The CDC involved in this, though, that's a whole thing for a different
time.
Right.
Yeah.
The Center for Disease Control, what the heck are they getting involved in driving?
Their tagline.
Flu strains and
driving.
Their tagline is saving lives, protecting people. So maybe it's because they're saving lives. Yes.
More needless and wasted government stuff. There are 3 different states, though, that have seen these horrific accidents. The loss of young lives has been on everybody's mind this week. Brian Osich has more on how you can help keep teen drivers that are maybe in your family or in families that you know, keep teen drivers safer and increase their odds of living and learning how to become better drivers, in fact.
Getting a driver's license is often viewed as a rite of passage into adulthood, but GM's James Bell says many of these young drivers are at a severe disadvantage the moment they get behind the wheel.
Teen drivers lack the experience required to recognize hazards that many adult drivers have learned over time.
43% of crashes involving teens happen because of these hazards. Teens are more likely to drive aggressively, not wear seatbelts, and underestimate distractions like loud music. And the results can be devastating.
Motor vehicle crashes remain the top cause of death for America's youth between the ages of 15 and 20. And drivers 16 to 19 are 3 times more likely than older drivers to be involved in a fatal accident.
But teen drivers don't have to learn safe driving lessons the hard way, because experts already know who's at the greatest risk.
In 2010, the death rate for male teen drivers were twice that of females, and more than half of teen fatalities on the roadways happened between Friday and Sunday.
Bell says there are ways to help keep teen drivers safer while behind the wheel.
Obey the speed limit. Speeding causes 40% of teen driver fatalities. All drivers need to put the cell phone down. And texting is deadly. Drivers can drive the entire length of a football field without even looking at the road while texting.
And parents can do their part by putting their own safety laws into place.
If your state doesn't already have driving restrictions, perhaps parents should consider limiting the amount of teen passengers in a vehicle at any given time. Having fewer passengers is always safer. And parents should also consider nighttime driving restrictions to keep their teen drivers safe.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Use positions. Your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends. Don't miss it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. We're looking into these professional services.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tell me what you already did by Fountains of Wayne from the movie Robots, which was the number one movie during this week in 2005.
Oh, fun movie.
Many people argue that that's about the time when all of this AGI... Not AGS. CGI stuff. And the animation stuff all became... Well, you can't find a movie today. If you go watch the... I was sitting in the theater last Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was, and watching trailer after trailer after trailer. It's either the movies are loaded with CGI, the computer-generated electronic images, or it's one of these silly movies that are all animated, and then they just...
pardon me, sir. Me and my kids enjoy those movies that are all silly and animated. Yeah. And this was actually a good movie. But, yeah, I mean, the animated movies have definitely dominated the box office for the last decade.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And that brings us around to our contest of the day. By the way, Chucker is out today, so we all have the privilege of spreading the news around, the information about movies, what's coming out this weekend. Jennifer, as a matter of fact, will be in charge of telling us what's coming out this weekend in a moment. I have some movie news. This movie, we're going to play three different cuts from a movie that was number one during this week in 2002, and it may fit into the genre of what we've been talking about here a bit. You decide after you listen to the three cuts, starting with this one.
You're an embarrassment to nature. Do you know that?
No. Yeah.
8883. This is animated, right?
Yes, it is.
888-302-3684. If you're a parent like Richie is, you probably know this right off the bat.
Yep.
Here's the second clue.
Hey, he's wearing one of those baby thingies.
So?
So if he poops, where does it go?
Humans are disgusting.
Through a hole in the ice. 888-302-3684. This is a subtle hint. Last clue.
Well, welcome back, partner. Want to live?
No, thanks. I've got to save whatever dignity I've got left.
You're hanging out with us now, buddy. Dignity's got nothing to do with it.
All right, so that's Ray Romano's voice.
The lead one is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there you go.
And then the other one is a comedian who played a fireman on his own television show for a few years.
There you go. He's from Boston.
He's from Boston.
Boston. 888-302-3684. So that's about as much as you're going to get from us informationally. Now it's up to you to win the prize by figuring out what the movie is. We'll talk movies with the preview of what's coming out this weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Power VA speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Hi, Jennifer. For fishing around looking for something this weekend, what are we going to find that's new at the box office?
Something that will drive you absolutely insane, Dougie. Really? Steve Carell and Jim Carrey, along with Steve Buscemi and Olivia Wilde, star in the incredible Burt Wonderstone.
I want to see this so bad.
About superstar...
Long
superstar magicians. It looks like Siegfried and Roy.
Right.
The other big movie coming out this weekend, Dougie, is The Call. That's Abigail Breslin, Holly Berry, Morris Chestnut, Michael Imperioli.
That looks really scary.
Yeah, it sure
looks
does,
scary. 911 operator also coming out. The Kitchen, Spring Breakers, Reincarnated with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. That's a must-see on my list. My Amityville Horror.
Really?
A11. If I Were You with Marcia Gay Harden and Ginger and Rosa with Elle Fanning and Christina Hendricks.
Now, that sounds okay.
Yeah, it might be okay.
I'm definitely up for Burt Wonderstone.
Mm-hmm.
That looks funny.
Yeah. All right, Cameron Diaz has a new comedy coming out, The Other Woman. She plays a woman who finds out that she is the other woman in an affair.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Interesting. I like her. I think she's so...
I do, too.
I'm sure that role comes very natural to her.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Rich.
Sorry.
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler together again. How many times have they... They've done two or three other movies together, haven't they?
They have, but it works.
Yeah. The film centers on a man and a woman who, after a disastrous first date, get trapped together at a family resort with their children from previous marriages. Sounds like an interesting concept. All right, where shall we go? How about Oakland, New Jersey? Richie? Richard, what's the name of the movie?
The Ice Age?
Ice Age, number one movie during this week in 2002. You are correct, sir. You must have young children. Hold on, or you're a young child at heart, one or the other, or maybe both. 59 after on.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.